以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲座，内容不掉凡格原意第二章，释解23及24，时间1973年8月27日，地点英国伦敦。
Translation: The soul can never be cut into pieces by any weapon, nor can he be burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind.
灵魂不能被任何武器切成碎片，不能被火焚烧，不能被水浸湿，不能被风吹干。
So, here is another puzzle for the rascal scientist. Because they are contemplating that except within this earth, in other planets,There is no life, because the atmosphere is different, they cannot live there.
这是对那些混蛋科学家们又是一个谜，因为他们想象除了这个地球，在其他星球上没有生命，因为那的气氛是不一样的，无法生存。
Now, take for example, the...Sun planet, fiery planet. So, naturally we shall imagine that no living entity can live there. It is fiery planet.
比如说太阳是个火的星球，所以自然的我们会想象在那里没有生物体，它是个火的星球。
But Krishna says that Nainara Dahati Pavaka, the fire does not burn it.
但是 Krishna 说 Nainam Dahati Pavaka, 火不能烧它。
This is quite reasonable, because the living entities are there, we can experience.
这是很合理的，我们能体验到有生物体。
Roughly, we see that we are on the land, and the aquatic species they are in the water. I cannot live within the water, neither the fish cannot live on the land.
大致来说，我们生活在陆地上，而水族、鱼类，它们生活在水里。我不能生活在水里，而鱼也不能生活在地上。
But from my experience, if we think that there is no living entity in water, is it not rascal?
但是如果从我的经验出发，我们认为没有生物体在水里，这是不是胡想呢？
Similarly, these rascals are thinking from his own point of view.
类似的。这些恶官们也是从他们自己的观点出发来想。
Because he cannot live within the fire or within the water. He is thinking there is no life within the fire.
因为他不能生活在火里或生活在水里，他便认为火里没有生物体，没有生命。
This is us. To refute these rascals,Krishna said, Nainagadahati Pavaka. Even within the fire, there are living entities.
这都是恶棍的想法。为了驳斥这些恶棍， Krishna 说 Nainagadahati Pavaka. 即便在火里有生物体。
Therefore, Krishna says, Imagavivashyate yugam traktavana hamabhaya.I spoke, first of all, this Bhagavad Gita system to the sun god.
因此 Krishna 说，我首先将这不掉凡格的系统讲述给太阳神。
Now rascals will think that how there is a god and there is a person in the sun planet. They will think like that.
恶棍们可能会想， 在太阳上怎么会有一个神，或者说有个人呢？他们会那样想。
Everything from his own angle of vision. This is modern science.
一切都是从他自己的角度观点出发，这便是现代的科学。
I cannot think of such thing, therefore there cannot be any such thing.
我不能想象有这种东西，因此便不可能有这种东西。
That's like everything should be within my experience. This is very.
好比一切事情都得在我经验的范围之内。
They never admit that what is your experience.You are imperfect, your senses are imperfect. How you can be perfectly experienced? It is not possible.
他们从来不承认你的经验有什么用呢？你是不完美的，你的感官是不完美的，你怎么可能有完美的经验呢？这是不可能的。
Achinta, there are so many inconceivable powers acting on behalf of Krishna.
有那么多不可思议的Achinta的力量在为 Krishna 工作。
What are you? You may cheat some people that you have become God. That is another thing.
你算什么呢？你可能能欺骗有些人，说你是神，那是另外一回事。
But the inconceivable potencies of Krishna, they are working differently.
但是 Krishna 的不可思议的能量在不同的工作。
Srila Jiva Goswami says that unless we accept this principle that Krishna, a God, has got inconceivable power, achinta, shakti, we cannot understand.
Srila Jiva Goswami 说，除非我们接受这个原则，即 Krishna 或神有不可思议的力量 achinta, shakti,我们不可能理解。
If we put Krishna within the jurisdiction of my limited understanding, that is not understanding of Krishna.
如果我们用自己的局限的理解去理解 Krishna, 那便是不理解 Krishna.
Manushyanam sahasya shukasti jagati siddha. That inconceivable power is also within us.
那个不可思议的力量也在我们自己这里。
We do not know. So many things are happening.
我们不知道，有很多事情都在发生。
The example as I gave many times, that the one nail was taken off.
有一个例子我举过许多次了，比如说有一个指甲掉了。
Still, it grew.Exactly to the size of the nail.
它仍旧会长出来，按照这个指甲的尺寸。
In my personal body, the nail. So, the doctors cannot make exactly fitting nail, but it is great, exactly to the size.
在我自己的身体里面，在指甲里面都有不可思议的力量。医生不能够做出一个正好合适的指甲，但是他自己会。长出来正好是这个大小。
Even it is inconceivable to me, how it is growing.
它怎么在长，对我来说也是不可思议的。
Even my hair grows, inconceivable, I do not know.
我的头发的成长也是不可思议的，我不知道。
I cut every week and it still grows. There's so many little inconceivable power within me.
我每个星期都剪头发，但是它仍旧在长。在我体内也有这么多很小的不可思议的力量。
I am part and parcel of God. Just imagine how much inconceivable power is there in Krishna. It is common sense.
我是神的所属部分。那么想象一下，在 Krishna 那里该有多少不可思议的力量？这是常识。
We understand from the Shastras that Krishna, as Garbhodakshai Vishnu, He created water within this universe and lied down.
我们从沙学中了解到 ，Krishna 作为 Garbhodakshayi Vishnu， 他产生了很多水在这个宇宙里面，然后躺下。
Garbhodakshayi Vishnu。Now, we cannot conceive that how a person can produce water from the body like a sea and ocean.
我们无法想象一个人怎么能从体内产生出那么多水成为。海洋。
But if we think over little soberly, that sometimes we perspire, we get perspiration, that is water.
但是如果你明智的再多想一下，有时候我们也会出汗，那也是水。
In India, you have got special experience during summer season. Sometimes.A small pot can be filled up with the water produced from my body, like this. Put.
在印度，在夏天，有时候我们有这种特别的经验。有时候，从我身上流出的汗可以装满一个小的坛子，像这个一样。
Of course, one must be healthy man, then he'll perspire, and water will come out from the body.
当然，一个人必须很健康，他才会出汗。水才会从他体内出来。
So I am limited. I am only a small particle of Krishna's body, part and parcel.
我是局限的，我只是 Krishna 的躯体的一个小粒子，所属部分。
If I have got this power of producing water, maybe one grain or two grain or 1 ounce, Krishna has got unlimited power. Why not see?
如果我也有这个力量能够产生一些水可能是一克两克或者一斤 Krishna 有无限的力量为什么不能产生海洋呢
Where is it difficult to understand?
有什么困难理解这一点呢
He can produce unlimited quantity of water which may be known as ocean and sea
它能够产生出无限的水在我们看来就是海洋
Yato vahimani bhutani jayanti. Therefore Veda says that from home all these 5 elements have come into being.
因此伟达经中说从他那里所有这五种元素产生出来。
And Krishna says, Bhumirapa analabhayu khangamano buddhiri vacha ahankariti yangmi vinna prakriti astadha.
Krishna 说土、水、火、空气、以太、心意、智慧、假我，这些构成了我分离的物质能量。
That is my energy.
那是我的能量。
Everything is Krishna's energy. He can produce. Try to verify from the example, because you are little sample of Krishna. You can study.What you are doing, what you are feeling, what you are acting, this.
因此，一切都是 Krishna 的能量，它能够制造。试着从这个例子来验证一下，因为你是 Krishna 的一个小的样品，你可以研究你在做什么，你感觉怎么样，你怎么活动。
Same thing in unlimited quantity, Krishna has got the power. That's
it. 而同样的这些东西 ，Krishna 都有那些力量。是有无限的量。
So, here it is said, Arjuna might be thinking that Krishna says this body is different from the soul. The soul is within. So now, suppose when I place my soul on the body.Of my grandfather or my kinsman, the body will cut, and in the meantime, the soul is within the body.
这阿君他可能会想 ，Krishna 说，躯体和灵魂是不同的，灵魂在体内。如果我用剑砍我的祖父或者我亲人的躯体，这个躯体会被切割， 而在这个时候，灵魂是在体内的。
It may be cut because the soul is there. By accidentally, he may be cut.
灵魂就在那里，他也可能会被切割，由于偶然的被切割。
Therefore, Krishna says very distinctly, "Nainam chindanti sastrani." That soul cannot be cut anywhere.
因此 ，Krishna 非常明白地说了 "Nainam chindanti sastrani." 灵魂不可能被切割，用任何武器都不可能。
It cannot be pierced by your arrows. It cannot be cut.Into pieces by your sword, or if you use firearms, it will not burn. Nainam dahati pav.
它不可能被你的剑所刺伤，它不可能被你的剑所切割。即便你有火器，它也不会被烧。
This is the position of soul. Immutable, indestructible.
这便是灵魂的地位，是不变的。不可毁灭的。
Another, this is the negative description of the soul. Nainam chandanti sastrani, chindanti sastrani. Is there anything in this material world which cannot be cut into pieces? Have you got any experience?
这又是对灵魂的一个否定的描述。在这个物世界中，有什么东西不可能被切成碎片吗？你有这种体验吗？
Take wood, stone, iron, or anything. It can be cut into pieces.
无论是木头、石头、铁，任何东西都是会被切成碎片的。
Therefore, when Krishna says, Nainam chindanti sastrani, that means it is nothing like anything material elements.
因此当 Krishna 说Nainam chindanti shastrani, 这便意味着它和任何的物质元素都是不一样的。
It is different.
它是不同的。
It is different. Any material element, there are earth, water, fire, air, and ether.
和任何物质元素都不同，有土、水、火、空气、以太。
You can prepare weapons.From earth,
你可以从土中制造武器。
Water you cannot do now, but there can be a weapon from the water.
用水做武器，你们现在做不到了，但是用水也是可以做武器的。
That was used in the battle of Kurukshetra. Here, the atomic bomb is thrown Brahmastra.
这在 Kurukshetra 的战场上用到了，在一边。扔了原子弹，即 Brahmastra。
From the other side, the watery astra is thrown, so that the energy of the atomic bomb is immediately finished.
而从另外一边，便扔出了水性的 astra 即武器，这样原子弹的力量便立刻结束了。
Oh, what the scientists know now, they, although they have manufactured atomic bomb.But they are unable to manufacture another weapon, counteraction of atomic bomb. That is not possible.
现在的科学家们懂什么呢？虽然他们能够制造出原子弹，但是他们不能制造出另外一种武器来对抗原子弹，那是做不到的。
But there is. Atomic bomb is fiery, and if you manufacture another bomb, which is watery,Then you can counteract.
但这是做得到的。原子弹是火性的，而如果你能够制造出另外一个炸弹是水性的，那么你便能用它来对抗。
Because fight means I charge you with some kind of weapon, you have to protect yourself by the counteract.
因为战斗便意味着我向你投某种武器，而你便投另外一种武器来。反作用来保护你自己。
That was going on. So, nainam chindanti sastrani, nainam dahati pava. So it is quite natural to understand that if there is living entity within the earth, within the water, even in the air, that we experience.
非常自然的，如果我们能理解，生物体在土中有，在水里有，即便在空气中也有，这我们都有体验。
And here there are so many living entities in the water, invisible, not seen by the naked eyes.
在空气中有那么多的生物体，在水中不可见的，用肉眼看不见。
By microscope, we can see so many germs are there in the water, in the air.
用显微镜，我们可以看见在水里，在空气中有那么多的细菌。
So why not in the fire? Fire is also one of the material elements.
那么在火中怎么会没有呢？火也是一种物质元素。
Therefore, the sun planet, although it is fiery planet, there is inhabitation of different type of human being who may be called as demigods.
因此在太阳上虽然它是火的星球，在那里也居住着不同种类的人，可能被称为半神人。
But there are similar buildings, similar persons, cities, motor cars, everything. Everything is there. Otherwise, how Krishna could go there and say that imam vivasati yogam pratyamanam ambayam, unless it is exactly a planet like this, where living entities, houses, roads and cars and everything is there, as Krishna adventured himself within this planet, he came here, Krishna can go anywhere.
但是在那里有类似的建筑，类似的人，类似的城市，汽车，一切都有。要不然呢， Krishna 怎么会去那里，并且说我将这不朽的瑜伽科学首先传授了给太阳神，除非他那里也是和这里一样的是一样星球，有生物体，有房子、道路、汽车，一切。正如 Krishna 来到这个星球，他到这里来，他也去别的地方。
Krishna when was present, he was going anywhere. Sometimes within the water, sometimes within the walls of the universe, sometimes in the spiritual world.
Krishna 他哪儿都去，有时候在水里，有时候在这个宇宙的墙壁里，有时候在灵性世界。
He went to the spiritual world taking Arjuna with him. Arjuna also went with him.
他曾去灵性世界带着阿尔 n a 和他一起，阿尔 n a 也和他一起去。
And he saw the Karuna Sai Vishnu in the spiritual world.
他在灵性世界看到 Karuna Dakshayi Vishnu.
These things are there, describing the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这些是在 Srimad Bhagavatam 中描述的。
He could go anywhere.
他哪都可以去。
They were going to the heavenly planet. That is Krishna. Not Guruji. One's lap and he is blind. Not like that.
他们也能够去天堂星宿。那他是 Krishna, 并不是 Guruji.
Krishna can do, this is called omnipotent, all-powerful. So unless we think of Krishna possessing inconceivable power, we cannot understand Krishna.
Krishna 可以走，可以去， Krishna 什么都可以做，这便被称为是无所不能的，具有全部力量的。除非我们想 Krishna 是有不可思议的力量，我们无法理解 Krishna。
Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pava. Another study from this verse is that the Mayavadi philosophy, they say that spirit is one.
学习这个世界的另一个要点是 ,Mayavada 的哲学说灵性是同，是一，是一。
The Supreme Spirit, impersonal.
自尊的灵是非人格的。
When the spirit is embodied, it becomes individual.
而当这个灵性 具有了躯体之后变成了个体。
This is the unpleasant. Otherwise, they give the example, just like there is water on the sea, it is also sustained on the earth in big mass of water.
这是他们的哲学。他们打个比方说，正如在这个地球上有海洋，非常大的一个水体。
And on that water, you can put one boat or ship full of water.
在那个水上，你可以放一条船，里面充满了水。
And on that boat, you put another cup of water. And in the cup of water, you put another pot, a small cup or small utensil, or in the skin of a grain, there that will also contain.
在那个船上，你可以放另外一杯，再放一杯水，而在这个水杯里面，你可以再放个小的坛子或者小的瓶子装了水，甚至你可以放一个骨壳，也可以装水。
So their philosophy is that the water is one.But according to the pot or container, it becomes small and big.
因此，他们的哲学是水是一个，但是按照这个坛子或者容器的大小，它有大有小。
This is the philosophy. And when the container is broken, then the whole water becomes one.This is their philosophy.
所以当容器打破了，那么说的水又成了一体，这是他们的哲学。
Now this nonsense philosophy is refuted in this verse.
这种胡说八道的哲学在这个世界里被驳斥了。
How? Now because spirit, either you take whole spirit or part spirit,Nainam chindanti sastrani. You cannot divide it by cutting into pieces. That is not possible.
因为灵性，无论你是谈到整个的灵性，或者是部分的灵性，都是 Nainam chindanti sastrani. 你不能分割它，切成碎片。
So, their philosophy is that the water has been put into different pots.Therefore, we see this small water, this smaller or bigger, this division.
他们的哲学是因为水被放进了不同的坛子里面，因此我们看到有小的水，或者有更小的，或者更大的，不同的分割。
But they are all individual, always. It is.
但是他们都是永恒的个体。
Not that it has been divided. Mamivamsa jiva bhuta jiva loka sanatana. Sanatana.Sanatana means eternally they are divided.
他们并不是被分割了。Krishna 说，这个受条件限制世界上的生物体是我永恒的碎片部分。Sanatana 的意思是永恒的，他们是被分割的。
It is not that it has been divided by some means, just like we keep water in big pot or small pot. That is not possible.
并不是说他们被用某种方法分割了，正如我们用坛子来装水一样，不是这样的。
They are being or small eternally.
他们永远的是大的或者是小的。
Vishnu tattva, jiva tattva. The jiva tattva, they are small fragments. They are eternal.
Vishnu tattva 和 jiva tattva. Jiva tattva.是小的碎片，它们是永恒的。
Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnu Tattva is unlimitedly great, eternal, Sanatana.
Vishnu Tattva 意思是自尊人格神。Vishnu Tattva 是无限的、伟大的、永恒的 Sanatana.
And the jiva tattva, they are infinitesimally smaller, eternally. Not that it has been cut into small and big, no.
而 jiva tattva, 它们是无限的小的，也是永恒的， 并不是说他们被切成了大的和小的。
So this Mahavadi theory cannot stand here if we accept the Bhagavad Gita statement. Nainam chindanti sastra. It is not divided by some means. No.
如果我们接受波迦梵歌的陈述 ，Nainam chindanti sastrani， 它不可能被任何方式切割。那么这种 Mahavadi 的哲学理论便不能成立。
No. It is already divided.Neither the small piece of soul or the big soul, you can divide.
换句话说，它早就被分割了，早已经分割了。无论是大片的灵魂或者小片的灵魂，你都不能分割。
Nainam chindanti sastrani, nainam dahati pavaka, na chainam kledayanti apo, na susahiti maruta.There are earth, water, fire, air. So none of these material things can act on the soul.
这里提到了土、水、火、空气，这些物质元素都不能对灵魂有作用。
It is not that because air dries up everything, anything. Big ocean is dried up by evaporation.Big river, big lakes are evaporated. But the soul cannot be evaporated.
虽然空气能够风干一切，即便巨大的海洋也能够通过蒸发而干掉，巨大的河流湖泊都会蒸发，但是灵魂不会蒸发。
Nainam susahiti maru. This is the distinction.
这便是区别。
The air can evaporate a big ocean.Gradually it is being done.
空气是可以蒸干整个巨大的海洋的，逐渐的可以做到这一点。
As the days will go on, the sea water will be evaporated. And at the end there will be no water.
随着日子一天天过去，海水会蒸发，而到最后便会没有水。
These are the statements. Towards destruction.There is no water.
这是经典中的陈述，到了毁灭的时候，便会没有水。
Just like now it is, already begun. There is scarcity of water, no rainfall.
正如现在已经开始了，缺乏水，缺乏雨水。
So we see that the lakes and rivers and other water reservoirs they are becoming dried up.
我们看到有湖泊、河流或其他的水体在逐渐的蒸干。
Something they are telling that river, what is that lake, drying up. So there must be dry up and there must be supply.
一边在蒸干，一边呢会有供给。
Nature's way, that is the way.But with the advancement of Kali Yuga, there will be scarcity of supply, but the water will dry up greatly.
这是自然的方式，但是随着卡利年代不断的往前推进，最后会有供给的缺乏，而水会逐渐的干掉。
The result will be there will be no water.
最后结果便会没有水。
As there will be no water, everything, all living entities, vegetation, living being, everything will finish, will die.
而到了没有水的时候，一切的生物体、植物等等，一切都完蛋了，都死了。
For hundreds of years, there will be no water. And then, when everything is finished, dried up, burned into ashes, due to the sunshine.
在上百年的时间里，会没有水，那么一切都完蛋了，都干枯了，都被烧成了灰。由于太阳
，the glare of the sunshine will be 12 times increased, and there will be no water. How one can live?
太阳的光阳光会增加十二倍，而又没有水，谁能够活呢
？Everything on this planet will be finished, and then. being warmer, warmer, there will be fire.
然后这个星球上的一切都完蛋了，然后会变得开始温暖，温暖，会有火。
And the fire, all planets of the universe will be burnt into ashes.
在这火之中，这宇宙里的一切星球都会被烧成灰。
Then there will be rainfall. Another for 100 years.
然后又会有上百年的雨水。
So the whole universe will be filled up with water.
整个宇宙都会充满了水。
Then it will be evaporated, and the whole universe cosmic manifestation finished.
然后它又会被蒸发，整个宇宙物质展示便结束了。
This is called annihilation.
这便称为是毁灭。
So, in Bhagavad Gita, there is a statement that when everything is annihilated, the spiritual world is not annihilated.
回到梵歌中说道，当一切都被毁灭了的时候，灵性世界仍旧是不毁灭的。
Now, Vinakha, so as the spiritual world does not annihilate, similarly, the soul is spirit, by any such disturbances, the soul is never abhorred, indestructible, immutable.
正如灵性世界不会毁灭，同样的，这个灵魂无论受到这么多的影响，它也不会被毁灭，它是 avijñam, 不可毁灭的，不变的。
The Krishna is explaining in different ways the nature of the soul. We have to take it seriously, then we get perfect knowledge.
Krishna 是在以不同的方式陈述灵魂的本性，我们必须要严肃地对待它，这样能得到完美的知识。下面讲下一个世界。
This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble, and can be neither burned nor dried. He is everlasting, all-pervading, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same.
个体灵魂不能打碎，不能溶解，不能焚烧，不能风干，它是永远存在的，到处都在的，不变的，不动的，永远如一。
So this is another way, negative way.
这是再次的是用否定的方式。
In the previous part, Krishna says, "Nainam chindanti sastrani." Now, negatively or passively, it is said that achindayam.
在前一个世界里 ，Krishna 说，任何武器都不能切割它。我在这里用被动的方式说 achidyoyam, 它不能被打碎。
And everywhere Krishna is suggesting the immortality of the soul.
用各种方式 Krishna 都在暗示灵魂的不朽性。
There are five elements, earth, water, fire, air. So none of these elements can act on the soul.
有五种元素，土、水、火、空气，无论哪种元素都不能作用到灵魂。
You can prepare soul, cutting soul from earth, from metal, but it does not mean that you can cut anything material with your soul, but you cannot cut the spirit soul with your soul or with your other material weapons.
你可以从土中或者就从金属中制造剑，但是即便你能够用你的剑切割任何物质的东西，这并不意味着你可以用你的剑来切割灵魂，或者用任何其他的物质的武器来切割。
Neither achidyam padajyam, neither you can burn with fire, neither you can moisten it with water, neither you can dry. In every respect, Krishna explains how soul is immutable.
你也不可能用火来烧，你也不可能用水来浸湿它，你也不可能风干它。在各个方面 ，Krishna 都解释灵魂是不变的。
Another significance is nitya sarvagataha. Sarvagata means all-pervading, everywhere the soul is there.
应该尊老师说是 nitya sarvagataha. Sarvagataha 意思是到处都在的, 无论在哪里都有灵魂。
Even within the stone, even within the sand, there are. How these people can say there is no existence of living entity in the moon planet?
即便在石头中，在沙子中都有的, 这些人怎么能够说在月球上没有生物体呢?
Sarvagata. You have seen sometimes that from the stone I have marked it, there is one Jumma Masjid in Agra. On the top of the stone dome, a plant has come out. On the top.
灵魂是Sarvagata, 我们有时候会看到从石头中，从石头的顶部会长出植物了。
Now who has gone to place that seed, that a banyan tree, banyan plant has come out, and it has cracked the stone.
那么谁去那里放了树子, 结果长出了榕树, 把石头都挤碎了。
So nobody has gone there. But this means the soul is everywhere. As soon as it gets the opportunity, it accepts a material body.
没有人去过那里，但是这表明灵魂是到处都在的。一旦他得到机会，他便会立即接受一个物质躯体。
As soon as there is opportunity.
只要有机会。
Just like you get visa for going to a foreign country, as soon as the visa period is over, the visa department immediately reminds you, sir, your visa is finished, now you must go out.
正如你得到签证去外国，一旦签证有效期过了，签证部门便会立即提醒你，先生，您的签证到期了。 现在你必须走，你现在必须离开了。
The whole the Punya Lok, the higher planetary system, the Sargolok, you can go there by your pious activities, by performing big yogas, Punya, pious activities, go there.
因此整个的 Punya Lok, 高等的行星系统, Svarga Lok, 你都可以通过你的前程的活动，通过举行很大的 雅给亚祭司去那里，Punya意思便是前程活动，通过这你可以去Punya Loka。But
kine punya puno matelu kangvisanti, when your punya, it is also limited thing. When it is finished, you have to come back.
但是你的punya, 它也是有限的，当它结束的时候，你便必须回来。
It is said that when they come back on this planet, they come through the water, showers, and they pour down on this earth.
据说当他们回来的时候，是通过雨水，他们堕落到地球上。
Again, they begin their life as grass and something like that. Evolution.
再次，他们开始生命，作为草或者其他的一些东西，再开始进化。
Kine punne puno matalo kanga visanti. Therefore, this elevation to the higher planetary system, Krishna condemns them.
因此, Krishna 谴责了这种提升到高等星宿的做法.
Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartino arjuna. My dear Arjuna, even if you go to the higher planetary system, the Brahma loka, to live for many millions of years. Still, when your asset of pious activity will be finished, you will have to come back here.
我亲爱的儿君呢，即便你能够去高等的行星系统，即便到了Brahma Loka，在那里活上成百万年，但是当你前生活动的资产用完了的时候，你仍旧必须回到这里。
So, But he again says, madhyama gatya punarjanmana vidyate, that if you try to come back to my place, then you will not come back.
但是他又说, 如果你试着回到我的住所, 那么你便不会再回来了。
So, the Kurmis, Karmakandya, they are trying to be elevated to the heavenly planet, higher planetary system.
那些Karmi, Karmakandya, 他们想被提升到天堂星宿高等行星系统。
That is not a very good idea.
那并不是一个很好的主意。
You can go to the higher planetary system by your pious activities. First of all, the modern age, the people are so much impious, sinful, that is not also possible.
你可以通过你的虔诚活动到高等行星系统。 但是在这个当代社会,人们是这么的不虔诚,这么罪恶,那也是不可能的。
They may go down. Jagannath Gunavittista Adhogacchanti Tamasa.
他们倒可以往下走。布迦梵歌宗说,那些处于可恶的愚昧形态的人下到地狱世界。
They're covered with ignorance. The ignorance is mind, woman, and meat eating. So they are going down.
他们被愚昧覆盖着，愚昧是酒、女人和肉食，因此他们在往下走。
There is no possibility of going higher planetary system, not possible.
没有可能走到高等行星系统，不可能。
Who will go to the higher planetary system? Urdhanga chanti sattvastva, Urdhanga means higher.
谁能到高等行星系统呢？ Urdhanga chanti sattvastva, Urdhvam 意思是更高的。
Only those who are pious, they can be elevated.
只有那些虔诚的人，他们能被提升。
Even if you are pious, still you have to come back again.
但即便你是虔诚的，你仍旧得再次回来。
This is the process. So sarvagata, sarvagata means a soul is free to go anywhere. Anyone.
灵魂是 Sarvagata, 意思是灵魂有自由去任何地方。
Full freedom, as he wants.
有完全的自由,如他所愿。
Yeah. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The Janti Deva Prata Devan, Pitrin Janti Pitri Prata, Bhutin Ja Janti Bhutani, Mad Ja Jinopi Janti Ma.
佛教梵公宗说，那些崇拜半神人的人，在半神中间出生；崇拜祖先的人到祖先那里；崇拜鬼魂的人在那里神物中投生；而崇拜我的人会和我生活在一起。
As you like, it is up to you. Make your selection. Where you want to be.
如你所愿，这取决于你，你自己决定你想到哪里。
You have somehow or other, you have come here. That's all right.
不知怎么的。 你现在到了这里, 这无所谓。
But Krishna gives you chance to be elevated to any planetary system you like.
但是 Krishna 给你机会可以被提升到任何你想要的行星系统。
Ultimately, if you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, that is also good. Everything.
最终的, 如果你想回归家园, 回归神, 这个机会也被给予, 一切都给。
Madhyajino, Pijantima. So if you want to go to the moon planet, there is no need of this Sputnik.
如果你想去月球，根本没有必要有宇宙飞船。There
is a process, so that after this body, you become elevated to the moon planet.
有一个方法可以做到，在这个身体结束之后，你可以被提升到月球。
Why should you make a research for and become futile research going to the moon?
你干嘛还要做那么多无谓的研究，想要到月球呢？
You just prepare yourself. There are different processes. If you want to go to the moon planet, you can go.
你只要准备好你自己，有许多不同的方法。 如果你想到月球，你可以去。
If you want to go to the heavenly planet, you can go.
如果你想去天堂星球，你也可以去。
Similarly, If you want to go to the planet where Krishna is, you can go.
同样的，如果你想去 Krishna 所在的星球，你也可以去。
The sane man, intelligent man, should consider that if I have to prepare myself for going, for being elevated to the higher planetary system, but we have to come back again, khine punne puno martulo, why not endeavor for going back to Krishna love?
因此，明智的人、智慧的人应该这么想。如果我必须得准备我自己去被提升到高等的行星系统，但是还是要必须回来，那为什么我不去努力争取回到 Krishna Loka 呢？
That is intelligence.
那才是智慧。
Thank you.
结束。